Today is Thursday, November 28th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54 of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54 of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74 of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74 of Hillsboro. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, December 4th from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green. Renata Christina Nelson, 59 of Richland Center, died Thursday, November 21st. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Renata Christina Nelson, 59 of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kira and Tanner Geis had a daughter, Wren Elizabeth.